Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, oink, oink, our dear hoglets. God, sorry, that was turning into a bit of an Irish song there. We just spent the last 5 minutes singing the old triangle, so it's obviously in my veins.
Oh, triangle. Oh, triangle.
We should have like a really moody and welcome to House of Gossip, my sweet Colleens. We're here to serve you, slabs.
Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, how are we? How are we going? How are we flowing? It's House of Goss here with Clara and Sophie, serving you a weekly dose of pop culture nourishment from era to you every Tuesday. But today's Wednesday, because I was in Spain, and you know what? Girls gotta live, girls gotta have some tapas and speak some terrible Spanish.
Muy bien.
Sophie, how are you?
Estupendo, muchas gracias.
Sorry, we are so multilingual. How are you getting on, Sophs? Like, imagine the transcripts being like, what are the languages this podcast? We don't know.
I actually will say, we do slip in and out of different languages pretty well.
It's just part and parcel of the hog experience, really.
Muy bien, bueno. Vamos a hablar en español y después en irlandés.
English. Right, Sophie, kick us off. What are you adoring? You testing? Me gustaing, no me gustaing. Is my lum, ni my lumming.
Mine is a negative one.
Go on.
It's something that I see. Actually, there's two negative things, and I already told you the first one. This fighter skit on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
You know the thing I was sending you when they go, do, 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 that thing?
How does it feel? With the Street Fighter.
The Street Fighter. It's so annoying. Annoying couples are doing it.
Yeah.
I actually have to say, Instagram in general is becoming just this platform for normal people to do like skits on, and it annoys me. Anyway, sorry, that was just the first one, the street fighter skit on Instagram.
Hate it.
Well, the real bone I have to pick this week is LinkedIn posts, and the nature of them is stupid. People are going on there telling their life story. It's becoming way too personal. It's way too much of a soapbox.
Yeah.
It's just inappropriate. Also, just a place for people to gloat.
Yeah. It's very hard to find an authentic voice on that platform. I just like refuse to use it.
But it's just, it's so ingenuine, because it's like you're on a platform that's supposed to be professional. But it's saying all about your achievements and, oh my God, you know, the biggest lesson I've learned in the last 12 years in such and such industry is, but I just finished an interview on such and such. I walked out because it's too much. It's too much. And that's my test. I keep seeing, I've just made $5 billion, you know, in a seed round for such and such. It's so much noise.
Yeah, it's very performative in a way that, like, you know, each platform, like social media platform to an extent, has a different like way of behaving. And I think the mindset around LinkedIn is that language. And it's just so like, so privileged to be asked to do this. And, you know, I've been waiting my whole life to do that, and goal achieved, and can't wait to see what I do next. It's just like shameless humble bragging, but it's bragging.
But I like some of the stuff I'm like, yeah, if they like attend something and they're like so honored to attend, I'm like, that's totally fine. But this other thing about like, when I first started in this industry, my goal was to do and now I've 3 kids and I've made 10 million for the I've sold my 3rd business.
Maybe it's the men. I honestly don't know, but it's annoying.
Men on LinkedIn.
Maybe it is men.
Yeah, it's
yeah, let's leave it at that. It's the men. It's the men.
Yeah, I think because they're just, yeah, when people are really confident, it's hard to write it in a way that doesn't sound wanky.
I know, yeah.
When you're trying to talk about an achievement, but then it's just like, I know those posts that you're talking about that are just like, oh, spare me.
Yeah, because I like, you know, when someone's like, I've just started a new role and it's like auto done.
Yeah.
It's like, congratulate X for starting their new role. I'm like, that's great.
Yes.
But I just don't want to hear about the 3rd business that you've sold and you're under 30. I'm like, there's something weird going on there then. I'm actually thinking of someone in particular. Oopsies. Oh. Clara, what is your j'adore or your test?
Oh, my j'adore or me gusta is obviously Spain. Had such a lovely time. The food was just amazing. So we were in Cordoba. Oh. We went to Malaga and then up to Cordoba on a bullet train, which was so fast. I was going 300 kilometers an hour. It was insane. So the food there is unbelievable. And the way they... So I suppose food is basically my j'adore, but they serve everything the way you're supposed to enjoy food, like with a slow pace. So like you might not actually eat that much physical food, because you're fed over like 3 hours, you're really full by the end of it. It was just a great... I'm trying to bring that Mediterranean lifestyle back home.
They live longer.
Another, like, sub-j'adore. We did midnight Turkish baths.
Oh, my God, you glamour pusses.
Midnight.
You little devils.
It was our latest night out of the holiday. And we... Because it was a midnight booking, we went on the wrong day. We went a day early.
A midnight booking for a bath.
I know. And we went a day early and we were very tipsy. And we kind of like trundled in. It was like, oh, hola, baths. And they were like, took one look at us and were like, you idiots have booked the wrong day. And I was like, oh, because you know the way like it's midnight, but then.
Of course. Of course.
It's the day. But it was like 2400 hours. So that to me says the end of the day.
Yes, I agree.
So then we went on the right day and then we weren't as giddy. And it was so glamorous. €60 got us 2 hours in the spa with like pool, hot tub, punch pool, the facilities with a massage. And it was all very like, I realized I was in a Turkish bath, but it did feel very Roman. And maybe because I went to the baths in Bath not too long ago, but there was just a lot of like draping linens and teas and stuff. I just felt like I was back in time. It was absolutely amazing. It was like that, definitely the highlight.
Whose idea was that?
It was either Mick or one of the guys, Max's idea. Or it was like a good thing to do in Cordoba.
Oh my God.
And you're kind of underground and they had like a lot of colourful arches. It was just sublimo sublimo. It
sounds like Aladdin or something.
It was. It felt like back in time. It was really nice.
And sexy. It's sexy.
It was very sexy. Only lit by candlelight, arches, coves. Very, very saucy. Now, we got shushed like 1,000 times. So I'm sure we kind of probably ruined it for some other people, but whatever.
What time did you finish up at?
Like 2. And then like by the time we got home, it was like nearly 3. It was late.
Very sexy for a couple's activity.
Now, we were a group of 5. But it was pretty sexy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah, I highly recommend Cordoba. It's absolutely beautiful. Lots of flowers everywhere.
Stunning.
That side of Spain is just the cutest.
Muy bien.
Bonita. This week, we couldn't help but notice and we couldn't help but wonder that there is a lot of feuds among celebrities that just will not die. They're refusing to go anywhere. We've got Beyonce on Cowboy Carter rehashing the Becky with the Good Hair drama with Dolly Parton on Jolene.
Who do you think that is?
I think it's... I wouldn't be surprised if it was Rita Ora. I find it hard to believe he didn't get with Rihanna. I think it's like Becky with the Good Hair. That's kind of meant to be a slang for a white person.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's...
Multiples.
I think it's multiple people. I don't think it's just one person.
Interesting.
They all say it was like Rachel Roy, but like...
I was going to say, do you think it's her?
I'd say it wasn't just one person. I'd say it was like not even famous people. I'd say that he was just writing rings around himself.
Oh no.
I did hear one. This is very like alleged. And when I found out, this was before Lemonade, when I found out I had to go into like a state of mourning. Like I was walking to work at the time and I just couldn't stop thinking about it on my commute. I always remember those. You know, sometimes when you walk somewhere and you're listening to something or thinking about something, when you go do that walk again, you think yes. of that thing.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh, I was listening to the podcast at that point when I turned that corner. I won't reveal my sources. Someone I know knows this person. So this person was in, let's call her Jill. Jill did her J1 in New York. And this was long before Lemonade came out. And she worked in a bar and she had to sign an NDA when she was employed because it was like, oh, loads of celebrities come in. And then she had to sign another NDA, a more specific one. And basically it was to Jay-Z would come in and he'd go upstairs to a private room.
And then
the women that would go up and down and up and down all day long.
And she did very well with not disclosing anything.
Yeah, she did so well, didn't she? Good old Jill. So I'd say, I don't know, I think Becky with the good hair is just like a...
an analogy.
Yeah. But anyway, sorry, back to feuds. There's just a few that won't die. We had Sharon Osbourne and Amanda Holden fighting. If you want to go read her Twitter, her social media post, she really took down Amanda Holden. And it was just such a like good quality dressing down. And we can link it in the show notes. I urge you to read it. It's just a fantastic thing to, you know, boil a cup of tea or make yourself a coffee and just read that. I'm such a big fan of Sharon since Celebrity Big Brother. But then we have Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian and the like, I don't know, what feels like 10, 20 year feud that's gone on between the two of them.
Now, what's the update? Because I don't know.
Right. So Taylor releases her album, The Tortured Post Department, on Friday.
Can I just halt you there?
Yes.
I haven't listened to the album, but I'm so disappointed with the visuals.
I know.
It's just the same. I wanted it to be like, you know, like slick, not so fluffy with the hair. The fluffy hair, though, it's all kind of...
it's very floofy.
It's very...
yeah, like Saint Hoax did a good post. We can link that as well, of like just the lyrics kind of out of context. And it's quite fun. They're quite like, when you don't know what the song is about or how it sounds or how it's performed, some of it's like, what?
Because, you know, Reputation, she came out and it was like sharp fringe, leather,
yeah,
and all that kind of stuff. And then everything else she does is, and I like her, but it's all fluffy.
Yeah.
Like the hair is fluffy and it's sort of weeping willow fabrics. The visuals disappointed me.
It's very, and very monochrome, or like nothing's in color. Sepia.
Yeah, yeah. It disappointed me.
She just, I don't, I think we've gotten a lot of, content from Taylor.
I love her.
This year with the tour and now the new album, but like, it's what, 2 hours long, 31 songs. It's hard to kind of, like, sometimes it's like, and like, I know people said it about Beyonce's album being 27 songs, an hour and a half, and that's too long. So sometimes there's like power in an edit, but look, I haven't listened to it, so I don't know. And also like 300 million people streamed it on the day it came out. So like, it's done very well. Like I assume it's a great album.
I just wanted a bit of a bang.
Yeah, I don't think there's any kind of standout songs apart from this one with Kim. So,
oh yeah, sorry, tell me.
So what I don't know with this, okay, I don't really know what the Tortured Poets Department means, but like,
I think I do.
Oh, please, pray tell.
I think so. It's obviously a play on the Dead Poets Society.
Yes,
but I think it's about a collection of men,
mm-hmm,
who are Joe Aldwyn.
Yes.
Matty Healy.
Yes.
What's the other guy? Would Calvin Harris be in there?
I think Travis is featured on one or two of the albums, or one or two of the songs.
Is that not the analogy? They're kind of, you know, tortured artist type things.
Ah.
In a collection of men. I really should have.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe Travis Kelce isn't in that group, Meg. He's definitely not a tortured artist.
He needs to cut that beard.
I know.
Take a shave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. So it's largely about her split from Joe Alwyn and her romance with Matty Healy. So maybe that's a bit. But on the 24th track, Thank You, Amy, is aimed at Kim Kardashian, and the letters, the ones that are in capitals, are K-I-N, to spell out her name. So, like, I feel like Taylor Swift used to give, I think it was more so in her videos, she was so clever with the Easter eggs. Now she doesn't really do videos anymore, so that even I could figure out this Easter egg, and I'm no Swiftie. So the track is full of takedowns. It's like, do you remember she did that Time magazine interview when she was like person of the year, and she talked about the bullying that she received by Kim and Kanye and calling her out, and like that she, you know, she didn't leave her rented house for a year. She was too scared to answer the phone. Like, she talked about like what it had been like, mm-hmm. having gone through that. So here we are again, basically the song version of her Time magazine article. And some of the lyrics are like, there's a bronze spray tan statue of you and a plaque underneath it that threatens to push me down the stairs at school. And maybe you've reframed it, and in your mind, you never beat my spirit black and blue. I don't think you changed much. And so I changed your name and any real defining clues. And one day your kid comes home singing a song that only us two is going to know is about you. Ouch. Spray tan is definitely a dig at Kim. Your kids are going to come home singing the song I'm singing about you bullying me.
That's pretty clever, to be fair.
Yeah, that's it's aimed at Northwest because she's always on TikTok dancing to Shake It Off. So the lyrics go on. All the time that you were throwing punches, it was all for nothing. And our town, it looks so small from the way up here, screamed thank you, Amy, to the night sky. And the stars were stunning because I can't forget the way you made me heal.
Ooh. What does that mean?
How I recovered from how you treated me.
Okay.
So I'd say maybe, was she bullied by a girl called Amy in school? Like, is it meant to be like, oh, this isn't really about Kim? Sorry, this is about Kim, but I'm making it look like it's about a school bully.
Where does she get the time to do this?
I know. She's on a world tour becoming a billionaire and she's writing like 31 song album.
We were just saying there earlier, like, it's impossible to have a good job.
Yeah.
Stay social.
Yeah.
Eat well.
Yeah.
Not binge drink. Yeah. Save money. Enjoy yourself. Make memories.
Make memories, yeah.
Like, it's honestly impossible. Where did she get the time to do that?
Exactly. Well, I suppose she has, like, teams of people to do a lot of this for. But like, in fairness, she does write all her own songs.
All the writing, though, like.
All the writing. She must be just be on, like, planes writing. It all, like, comes out. But yeah, Kim was on Jimmy Kimmel over the weekend. And Jimmy Kimmel, obviously, she's PR'd up to her eyeballs. And Jimmy makes a reference to it in his, like, opening monologue. But then was kind of, like, he made some, like, how's everything at home? She was like, Kim was like, yeah, just life is good. Yeah. So that's her, like, reacting. So I'd say they, where he wasn't allowed to ask. And it was like, well, I'll walk then. So, or like, I'm sure Kim would have just gone to Jimmy Fallon or somebody else. So I'm sure. Yeah. So I hate the way you see all these headlines. And it was like, Kim breaks her silence. It's like, all she said was life is good. So I'd say Kim, though, is just like the water off a duck's back. If she wants to keep bringing it back to this feud, good luck to her.
Yeah, it's a bit boring, is it? It's from so long ago. But you remember when she released that video of Kanye talking to Taylor on the phone?
Oh.
God, that was a moment in time.
It really was. And like, what a comeback for Taylor as well, though, to be like able to come back. And I was like bigger. And both of them are billionaires now since. So I know, obviously, the psychological trauma that Taylor went through after that. But yeah, it's like, it's, they're both doing great. Like, sometimes it's a little bit like, do you have nothing else to sing about? Like, why do we need to go back to like this feud? Like, is it not all kind of like water under the bridge? But maybe that's what a tortured poet is.
Probably. A feud that shan't die, but we don't have much interest in.
Yeah, it's like, I'm on kind of Kim's side of being like, life is good, move on.
Yeah, it actually is a good answer, to be fair.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Speaking about feuds.
You said feud, and I said I was actually just reading about one. So this coming out on Wednesday, Victoria Beckham had her 50th at the weekend. I don't think there's any point in talking about that because I think everyone knows what happened. It looked so fun.
Oh, the Spice Girls dancing.
They're so fabulous. But it's the weird ongoing relationship between Jerry and Mel B. So Mel B just did Olivia Attwood, who was on Love Island, her podcast. And she's now kind of brought up another issue between the two of them. So the last one from memory was that she said her and Jerry like shared a bed together and kind of had like a bit of a one night rendezvous. And obviously Jerry's like married with kids and stuff like that and is living in the English countryside.
Yeah.
And that's very much not her image anymore. Mm. But now Mel B came out and said recently, no one knows how old Jerry is. No one's seen her passport. I mean, I know we've traveled the world, but I still don't know how old she is. She claims she just had her 50th birthday, but I don't believe her. And apparently at the party, she's trying to like extend an olive branch and was kind of laughing it off. Apparently Jerry just had no interest and kind of wandered off. And they still took their group photo. But like as in, they're doing another tour together, I'm pretty sure, the four of them without Victoria. Like, that's so awkward.
I know. And they've always been kind of butting heads, haven't they?
They're two very strong personalities. But I think like Mel B's become even more eccentric and outspoken. Yeah. And Jerry's become gone the complete the other way. You know, she only ever wears like cream and white.
Yes. Yeah.
She's also unfollowed her on Instagram.
I know.
So I checked it again earlier because I was like, maybe this isn't the case. She doesn't follow her.
I think it was Mel B saying, I think I heard it on How to Fail, that she was like, oh, we've only recently just gotten a WhatsApp group because we'd always be like bickering like sisters about certain things. But now we're like back on it. Or they would have had a group and then someone would say something in the media and then people would leave. And then like, so every time Mel B talks about a reunion, Jerry leaves the group.
Sorry, I saw that. She was like, I got kicked out.
So I think Mel B's pushing it too hard, that reunion too hard, because especially with all this shit with Jerry, talking about Jerry's age in the press, it's like, stop, you'll spook her and we won't get our reunion.
It is pure spooking, isn't it?
Why
it's
is
exactly
she doing
like, what it is.
Hold your nerve, Mel B. Like, we're all riding on this. I missed their last tour and I've regretted it every single day since.
She's also getting married to a 36-year-old.
That story is so cute, actually, how they met her.
What, he's her hairdresser?
Yeah, her last husband was like obviously really abusive and she's written a book about it.
Yeah.
The How to Fail episode is actually really good. It's definitely worth a listen to what like she's been through and like coercive control and how it's communicated and how people kind of manipulate their way their partner into an abusive relationship. It's real visceral. Listen, like, it's what she went through is horrible, but she's found like proper true love with that guy Rory,
and they're trying to get married in St. Paul's Cathedral.
Oh, I hope they do. It sounds really like she's just had such an unlucky run with men like Eddie Murphy denying his daughter.
Yeah.
And then that guy, I refuse to say his name. They had a reality TV show. She won't say his name either. So I'm on Mel B's side there.
Oh, then I won't say his name either.
Yeah, F you. So I'm just so happy that she's so happy. But like, hello, can we have the Spice Girls reunion? Cherry on top. Stop age shaming Jerry, leave her alone. And like, it'll only be the difference of a few years. People think she's like 50, 51. What does it matter if she's 53 or 49? Like, it doesn't matter.
I think it's just like the image she's trying to.
Timeless woman. But like, Mel B is picking at a scab here. Just leave it. Sleeping dogs lie. Don't.
Let it scab.
Let it scab. Let it heal.
Don't wake the baby. Leave the baby.
And we'll all get our Spice Girls reunion.
Leave her alone.
Yeah,
and equally, because of all that stuff with Jerry's husband recently, like, I'd say that just went down like a lead balloon. What?
You know, You're like, this is the last thing I need. My husband had the most cringiest affair to ever happen. When we all found out what it was about, it was pretty embarrassing for everyone involved. And then now you've been age shamed by your ex-bandmate. Ugh.
I know. As she left 2.5 hours after to Jerry, Jerry left around 1:30 from Victoria's 50th.
Right.
P.S.
It feels like Mel B is always coming for Jerry. Like, do you remember when she did the Piers Morgan life stories? And she was like, oh,
I think that was the last issue.
When she was saying that her and Jerry had like a smooch, or they definitely had some kind of like encounter. And then I think
shared a bed,
a bit of a roll around and a smooch. Or like Mel B was saying like, oh, I got in a tongue ring and I wanted to know what it's like to kiss with a tongue ring. And then I kissed Jerry or something. But then Jerry's thing was like, oh, I didn't name Mel B, and was like, oh, I had a taste for like a lesbian encounter. And then I just said it wasn't for me. So I feel like they're both trading off the same story but telling totally different versions.
Also, Jerry just doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's just like, you're just pissing someone off more.
I think she probably just doesn't think before she talks.
Yeah.
But like, how awkward if you're trying to do a reunion and then the reunion goes ahead and then the two of you are just kind of at odds with each other.
Yeah.
It's so awkward.
Yeah.
And they're not following on Instagram.
Oh, I know. I love how... I think, is Jerry trying to do a thing of like, I'm not going to speak, tell much of my stories, but like my actions do the speaking. So it's like, I'll unfollow, I'll leave the party earlier, I'll walk away from Mel, and like she'll kick her out of group.
But she did unfollow David and Victoria and then refollowed them.
Yeah. Ooh.
So I don't know.
But she hasn't refollowed Mel.
I would just love to know what's going on there.
I know. But like, so much is at stake. So like, I'm very invested. Yeah, it's funny, like, if you compare the two scabs, you've got, like, okay, Taylor and Kim, who, like, don't really know each other. But then you've got the Spice Girls, Jerry and Mel, who are kind of colleagues. And, you know, it's like fighting with, like, sisterly fighting. And, like, historic fighting versus, like, an encounter farting. Farting. Fighting. Encounter farting. Sorry, encounter fighting. Like, they've only met a few times or whatever. It's just, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, the two are quite... There's loads of different ways to feud.
What would your style be if you were in the public eye?
Oh. I think I might... Well, okay, this is all said with a cam head or like a...
Yeah, when you're just thinking, you know.
If I'm just going to spitball here. I'd like to take the high road, like the Kim, like life is good. Yeah. Like it's not bothering me, because I would hope that that would anger the person more. But I do really admire Jerry's unfollowing, because I think that says more. So like something like nice and petty, not mean, but extremely petty. Something like that. What was yours?
I have no idea what I would do.
I think if you get angry, you'd regret it. So there's no point doing that.
I have absolutely, like, I don't know how Rebel Wilson has come out with all these bombshells. Like, I don't know how she's done that.
Yeah.
Because... like, I'd have such fear of what was going to be written. Like, you know, if you do a tell-all anything, it's just like clickbait for weeks.
Yeah.
I would just be too nervous. She's now going after someone who's a royal.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that?
But I don't know if this is in the book, though.
I think it's a new version because they've redacted the Sacha Baron Cohen bits in the UK one.
Whoa. God, he's strong. Yeah, so Rebel is claiming that a certain member of the royal family is associated with wild parties. So maybe she withheld, she got it to trade off the Sasha story. They've put in this royal story. She's invited to an event by an unnamed member of royal lineage in 2014.
Now, several time removed.
Yeah, maybe it's royal...
Or no, sorry. He's like 23rd in place for the throne or something.
Right. So we're not talking about Harry here or Randy Andy. While there, what she thought to be candy was passed around freely. The women were purposely meant to outnumber the men, she wrote. I got thrown a last minute invite to a tech billionaire's party. One guy invited me, who was like 15th or 20th in line to the British throne, had said to my male friend, we need more girls. And they were handing around bells of drugs and it turned into an orgy. Party was insane. Men were jousting on horses in a field. Girls dressed as mermaids in a pool. The property was massive. And because it was quite a drive, people had been assigned to rooms to sleep there overnight. Crazy. It sounds like Saltburn. I watched the British Royal flounder around whilst I continuously hike up my boobs. There was a huge private fireworks display. And then all of a sudden at 2 a.m., a guy comes out with a large tray piled with what looks like tons of candy. Happy to be gifted the sweet treats, I inquired about the goods, only to be told that they were in fact Molly.
Sounds like a great party.
And he goes, yeah. I turned to my screenwriter buddy and I was confused, and he said, oh, that's for the orgy. The orgies usually kick off around now.
It does sound like Saltburn.
It does. Because she's so innocent.
Yeah, she is.
Really, really. Because I listened to her book via Celebrity Memoir Book Club.
Yeah.
She seemed like a normal person in Hollywood and just not really getting the scene, and was like, I couldn't believe it when that happened. It just seemed quite like naive or something, even at like,
yeah, and it's like she's still naive.
But back to feuds. Okay, let's say you're Jerry Halliwell and Mel B is like coming at you, and she's like saying you guys had a dalliance, then she's calling out your age. How do you react?
Am I Mel B?
No, you're Jerry. So you're being attacked. How do you react?
Am I reacting as Jerry or as myself in Jerry's body?
As yourself. Say your former colleague / bandmate is bringing up loads of random stuff, and now they've gone for something like, when you've been through the ringer with your husband.
It kind of makes Mel B look just like a bit, not unhinged, but just like, you know, you're like, oh, she's saying something else. So I think I'd probably do what Jerry's doing.
Mm. Silence is powerful.
I know that's a bit of a boring answer, but like, it's very difficult to stay silent.
Yeah. And sometimes saying nothing is louder.
I would pay to see them at the party though.
Oh.
And it was in some members club, which I have never heard of, called Oswald's.
Yeah. Maybe it's for like the uber rich.
Oswald's.
Or maybe it's, yeah, I'm sure it's like Oswald's.
Oh, are you going to Oswald's later?
Oswald's, darling.
See that video where she's on Yak and he was like, to these two students a few years ago, and he was like, I absolutely love Coke. Huge fan of Coke. Love Coke. And the two students are like, mm-hmm. And he's like, Coca-Cola. And there's one of him when he's younger and he's like, I've lots of friends. I've up-class friends. I've working-class, I mean, well, not working-class friends, but, you know, I'll go down to these working-class children and tell them to, you know, apply for Oxford.
Wow, doing God's work, Rishi.
It's so awkward.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Clara, excellent time because my laptop is dying.
Oh!
Please, I am excited to hear your recommendation for the week.
Oh, gosh, I'm against the clock. Here we go. So I have two, I couldn't decide, so I have two telly recos. One, I'm extremely late to the party. It's on iPlayer, BBC. It's called I Kissed a Boy.
I think I've heard of this.
It came out last year in the like heat of London summer where Kylie Minogue's Padum Padum came out. So I'm extremely late to this. But if you can imagine a gay Love Island with Danny Minogue as the host. They're in Italy.
Oh, sorry, I've heard of it.
It is so heartwarming, so wholesome, great conversations, a lovely cast. Everyone's in there for like the right reasons to like meet the right people. Fantastic. I watched like three episodes last night. It's just a really heartwarming, soul-soothing watch, and you just see such tender sides of everyone. I think season two is coming in. It's going to be called I Kissed a Girl. So very excited. Very late to the party, but like really enjoyed.
I love being late to the party.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, wow, have you guys seen this show? It's like, yeah, it came out like 2 years ago.
Totally.
And then the second one is Channel 4. It's called Big Mood. Nicola Coughlan and the girl from It's a Sin. I forget her name. Lydia. It is an amazing 6-part, 25-minute episode. So Nicola Coughlan, they play two best friends living in Dalston. They're like kind of college friends. And Nicola Coughlan plays a character who has bipolar. It's a story of their friendship and how it kind of like evolves over like a few months. And how her mental illness plays into the part. And the other main character, Eddie, she plays like the kind of real caretaker role, and she's like a mother figure. But then it's like when she needs to be taken care of, how does Nicola Coughlan's character do it? So it's like a really lovely, heartwarming friendship. If you liked Big Boys, it's very similar to that, but kind of like a female version. with a bit more mental health stuff, but how they do her bipolar really gives you an insight on what that's like and what it's like living with it and like all the different elements of it. So it's like you learn a lot, but it's done. She still plays such a funny character. Like, she's a really charismatic person. I nearly watched it twice. It was really, really good. Second episode, they do a Love Actually themed party and it is done so immaculately.
I saw a teeny bit of it, but I didn't see that. I want to watch it.
It's a lovely, just watch on your lunch break. You could binge it in a weekend or even an evening.
And I also didn't know it was set in Dalston. Love that.
It's like, it's a little, if you like This Way Up with Aisling Bea and Sharon Horgan, you'd like this. This is a bit funnier and a bit younger and a bit, well, it's kind of still really serious. The mental health probably plays a bit more part in this. I really enjoyed it. I'm sad it's over. So I kissed a boy to help me through this tough time.
Okay, I'm going to watch that now that you've said that, because I only saw a teeny bit.
Yeah.
And we love anything with Irish people.
Yee-hoo!
Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for bearing with us while we enjoy ourselves and try to make memories whilst also making a podcast. We hope to grace your ears next week. Should you like to join us, we'd absolutely love us. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Instagram at Classy Cabana at @Soph_Lyons. Have yourself a great week. Slán.
Slán go fóin.
Ah, girl, Sheila.